This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier about some of the jobs more likely to be done by women. It wasn't all that long ago that certain jobs just weren't available to us, including in professional sports. In a new book called Hail Mary, sports writers Lindsay D'Arcangelo and Brittany De La Creta tell the story of the National Women's Football League. That's American football, by the way. And in its heyday in the 1970s, it was the only pro sports league for women in the country. Here's Lindsay D'Arcangelo.
The women who played in the NWFL were incredible. They did it simply for the love of the sport. They got paid next to nothing. Some teams that had owners, they would get paid $25 a game before taxes. Other teams that were started by women and run by women themselves had to raise their own money through car washes and making bumper stickers and things of that nature, had barely enough money to go from game to game, let alone give themselves their own stipend. They were single, they were married, they had kids, they had jobs, and they were thin, they were fat, they were tall, they were short, they were all different types of races. Just think of this melting pot, right, of women who had this one singular goal to get the opportunity to play football, and they took it. I did get a chance to see the LA Dandelions play the Dallas Blue Bonnets in a on a DVD that one of the players sent to me.
This is what is meant by a professional football powerhouse.
It's just incredible. I mean, it's live game action, and these women couldn't care less. I mean, about like throwing each other to the ground. They were like face mask penalties, and you're watching football. You know, it's every element that we love to watch about football, an interception run back for a touchdown, or just a handoff to the left side of the field where the running back just runs or gets to the outside and breaks down the field, runs over a few people. And what I love, though, is every time one of these women scored a touchdown, it was like they had just won the lottery. They the way they celebrated, how thrilled they were. You just saw the joy in watching them play. You can't grow a league if nobody knows about it. But you also have to remember that these sports departments and these papers at the time were run by men. So they deemed what was worthwhile to cover, and women's football was not one of those things. It didn't succeed. No, but it left a legacy, an incredible legacy. I do believe that we see the WNBA and the National Women's Soccer League and other leagues that are trying to get established. I see the roots of that in the NWFL. They did it first. They broke down that barrier in a big way, and it deserves to be remembered and recognized.
That was Lindsay D'Arcangelo, co-author of the new book, Hail Mary,